Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, fellas, it's your spiritual kickoff for the week. I'm so excited to have you here. And we're going to be just jump right into this. We're going to be in the book of John, chapter 12, verse 24. So John 12, verse 24. Very truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. So we're going to unpack this scripture. We're going to look at it. We're going to see what this verse is trying to tell us. And how we can apply this to our life. That's what it's all about, right? Simplifying and applying God's word to our life. So first of all, we need to understand basics. Where's John? I know I do this every week, but that's okay. We need to understand where scripture is, and understanding our Bible is an important part of that. So first of all, John is in the New Testament. So that's your gospel. So you have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You get to Acts, back up one. Okay, that's right after John. So John, again, was an apostle of Christ. All right, so he walked around with Jesus. And John loved himself too, buddy. He loved this. He talks a lot about love, but he also calls himself the one that Jesus loves, right? So there you go. He's all about some John. But so at this point in the book of John, Jesus, he had entered Jerusalem and he had performed many miracles. And this verse has a lot of insight as to what he did for the propitiation of our sins. Now, I know that's a big word. That's even a hard word to say, propitiation. Go ahead and say that three times real fast. I'm not going to do that because I'm just going to screw it up. But what that ultimately is, it means the payment that satisfies. That's all that means. Propitiation is the payment that satisfies, right? So what we got going on here is, think about when you pay off a car or praise God, maybe you've paid off your house. I'm not there yet, but maybe you are. And what comes back? You get that paperwork and it says that the debt has been satisfied. It's been paid in full. And buddy, that's got to be an amazing feeling for us to get a house note back. I have the car titles back. When you get that title back for the car and you don't have any payments on the car and you own that, man, that's a great feeling when that comes in the mail, right? And that's what that feeling right there. We all get that when we put our hope and our trust in Christ, because that's what he did for us. By him taking our place on the cross, he paved that way so we can all have eternal life. That should get us fired up on this spiritual kickoff. Are you kidding me? So that's what he's talking about right here. When he says, if it dies, it produces many seeds. So you, me, your neighbor, your coworker, that aggravating person who just cut you off in traffic when you're listening to The Line with Dennis, were all his seeds. So when you first look at this verse, it can be kind of sad. Be straight up. It can be kind of sad feeling. Because think about just a single kernel of wheat. How small and insignificant that is, right? And just, it's lonely. I mean, it's just one little kernel. Just what can one little kernel do? But Jesus knew that that little kernel would not be alone for long, right? And he walked a path that only he could walk so that we could be with him. What he wants in return is very simple, fellas. He wants our heart. That's it. If we give him our heart, then the Holy Spirit's going to do this work through us, and that should lead us to sharing the good news with others and let that cycle keep on repeating and repeating and repeating. Think of that old snowball. That thing starts at the top of the mountain, at the top of the hill, and as it rolls downhill, it's doing what? It's getting bigger. It's picking up momentum, and you better not get in its way because it's going to knock you out. Every Christian, every one of us should be so on fire for what he did for us on that cross that it pours out in the fruit of our lives, of everything that we do. So I'm going to do something I don't normally do. I'm going to read a little bit more. So that was verse 24. Let's look at verse 25 and 26. So this comes right after what Jesus just said. It says, he who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it to eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Think about what's just going on, and think about what is manifesting in your life, right? Are you walking this out? Or do others see you serving him? Because if you do, the Father's going to honor you, right? He's going to help you. If you love you, if it's all about you, that's what we're talking about, loving your own life. You can't do that. You have to deny yourself and follow him. And when that happens, guys, amazing things are going to happen in your life. And look, I'm the chief sinner here. And some days I get this better than others. Be straight up, okay? And as the old saying goes, keep the main thing the main thing. And when the main thing is Jesus, you will be focused on serving him. I promise you, because that's what it's just going to drive you. It's not because you have to, it's because you want to, right? And that's how you're going to honor him. You're going to want to serve him by loving others. Because we get two commandments, guys. Love God. And to love God, you have to do what? Know his word, and you have to obey. That's it. And then you have to love others. And you love others, love is a verb. That's an active. So you have to actually do something, right? And that's how we honor him. And that, I tell you what, that is a blessing that we all have for the sacrifice he made for us. And we all, each one of us, me, top of the list, we don't deserve it. But he did it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing it. And today, we need to remember the payment that only that you can only satisfy by putting that trust in Christ. And we need to honor him in all that we say and all that we do. We need to honor him. That's what it's about, guys. So look, if you want to produce many seeds, you need to die to yourself and ultimately surrender to Christ. That's what it's all about. Now, if you've listened to The Lion Within Us before, you know what's coming, because we want to take the opportunity on spiritual kickoffs to share the good news. You know, because you may be out there and you've just heard about this Jesus stuff, but you don't really know what's going on. Nobody's really explained it to you. I get it. It can be confusing. Talking about denying yourself and dying. What are you talking about, Chris? I get it. Here's the main thing we need to understand. We're all sinners. Every one of us. And you get the old question all the time. Well, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, the answer is because there's no such thing as good people. We're all sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God. We're not a cupcake. We're not a snowflake. We're not a Skittle. We're sinners in need of a Savior. And we need to remember this, guys. We got to remember that. We need to understand that. We all fall short. So you say, okay, Chris, I get it. I'm screwed up. I fall short. So what do I do? Well, luckily, there's a way. Jesus Christ. So what did he do? He ascended from heaven. No, descended, sorry, from heaven and came to earth. He came to earth. Can you believe it? God came to earth and took on one of these suits that we all walk around with, right? One of these human forms. He took on that human form and he walked with us and he taught us and he showed us all the ways of the Lord. And he was our Messiah, our Savior, God with us, Emmanuel. Go look it up. I mean, there are hundreds of names of ways to describe Jesus. Performed all these miracles. And they crucified him. they crucified him. They hung him on a cross, and he paid the penalty. His blood ran. He died on a cross for the sin of the world. He did it. Okay? But guess what? If its story stops there, then it's just, you know, a nice dude who got killed. But, and this is what differentiates Christianity from all other religions, the resurrection. So they placed him in a tomb. 3 days later, guess what? He rose. We don't worship a dead guy. We worship a living Savior. And that's the difference. So you got to understand the without the resurrection, without that, it's nothing. But the resurrection is everything. And that should drive us. That is the driver. The resurrection is everything. We serve and we worship a living Savior right now. And then he ascended back to heaven, where he sits right hand of the Father. And the scripture says, no one gets to the Father except through him. You have to follow Jesus. What does that mean? That means, first of all, you need to admit you're a sinner, boys. Got to just admit it straight up. I'm a sinner. And look, every one of us are. And you need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I mean, actually believe it. You know, it's one thing just to say, yeah, I believe it. No, but you have to believe this in your heart, guys. This is a heart thing. And you have to confess him as Lord. And I mean Lord, not just Lord of my circumstances, like Lord of everything. Not when bad things are just going bad, I need someone to help me, everything. So he needs to be Lord over your finances. So you guys that are touching your wallet right now, holding on to it, yep, you had to let go of that. He needs to be Lord of your relationships, primarily your marriage. So when you think you can shut the bedroom and leave Jesus out, nope. You gotta leave. He's in that bedroom too, boys. He needs to be Lord over your children, over your career, all over the personal places you don't want, that you feel like you got it. That's where he needs to be Lord. There's not a single place that he does not need to be Lord over our life. And once you make that confession, you say, you know what, Jesus, I don't have this. I need you. I need you to show me. I need you to help me. I need you. I don't have it. At that point, boys, that's exactly where you need to be. Because at that moment, the Holy Spirit's going to come in and dwell your heart. And then you'll have the third part of the Trinity. So you got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And that's what we like to call the lion within. The Holy Spirit will guide you and direct you and show you all the ways of what he desires. And then you just got to be obedient. I talk about this a lot. You have to be willing, yes, but then you have to be obedient. You have to actually do what he tells you to do. And this is where we lose a lot of guys. Okay. Well, we don't want to put that call into action. That's not what we're called to do. It says in James, we're called to be doers of the words, not just hearers. So it's one thing to hear it and understand it. There's another thing to actually do it, boys. And we got to get out there and do it. That's what the lion within us is all about. Doing it. And if you do that, you're going to produce many seeds like we talked about earlier. Okay. So look, if you just accepted Christ as your Savior and you're making this confession, send us an email, support@thelionwithin.us. All I want to do is send you some resources to serve you, to help you along the way. Because guess what? You just entered the battlefield. You may not be aware, but you just entered the battlefield. It is going to get real. It's going to get scary. It can get tough, but you don't have to do it alone. I need you to remember this. You don't have to do it alone. We are going to come alongside. We're going to support you. We're going to help you. Now, this week, I want you to come back on Wednesday because we're going to have a powerful conversation and we're going to talk about a topic that not everybody wants to talk about. We're going to talk about the topic of divorce and what that looks like and, you know, how that's viewed from a Christian standpoint and understand, you know, what do we need to be doing in our marriages to protect them? Because the question I want you to think about this week is your marriage, the way you have it right now, husband and wife, if you're listening to this in your marriage, and you're married, is your marriage treated as a covenant or a contract? Okay, you guys heard me talk about this a lot in the past, covenant or contract. Contract says, if you, then I, covenant, no matter what I do. Which way does your marriage treat it? Because we're going to unpack this, because divorce is running rampant. inside our community at The Lion Within Us, we got guys all the time that are talking about the separation, divorce, how that's impacted them. Guys, Satan wants your marriage to fail. Let that soak in. He wants your marriage to fail. He's going to do everything he can to put a wedge between you and your wife. And it can be small things or big things. As he'll take the small, he'll turn them into big, boys. That's just the way he works. He is cunning, right? So we need to be together. We need to understand if he wants our marriage to fail, we got to get ahead of it. We need to stay ahead of it. And we do that by, you know, being with other believers for one, and then getting the support from other Christian men that are going to help you win, that are going to help you in your marriage and pull you out. And when you're screwing up, so I'm going to jump in and say, you know, that's not right. You need to get on the right path. That's what it's all about. And that's what The Lion Within Us is all about. Now, guys, you've heard me talk a lot about the community. And I'm just going to be straight up. That's where it all happens. I'm so thankful that you're listening to the podcast, that we love it. We know you guys, a lot of guys listen to this every week. It's going up. We're seeing it more and more. We're blessed beyond, I can't even put it in words, how blessed we are. And we have so many guys listening to The Lion Within Us. But I will tell you what, to take to make it actually rubber meet the road, you got to jump in the community. That's where we're at. That's where I'm at every day. We're there talking with guys, helping guys, supporting guys, building resources for them, courses, mastermind groups, Bible studies, Lion lunches where we get together, we just break bread, and we just talk about whatever you guys want to talk about. And everything is designed to help us be the leader God intends us to be, primarily around our finances, around being a better husband, being a better dad, our careers, and guys, and leading ourselves, our minds and our bodies, taking care of them. So we have all these different resources and tools and ideas and people, community that helps us grow. But you can't get it just sitting on the sidelines. So if you've listened to this Line Within Us for any point and you haven't taken action to join our community yet, you need to today. Jump in. It's a 30-day free trial. I'm going to give you 30 days just to try it out, just experience it. Come to the events. We have live Ask Me Anything events once a month where previous guests come on and they share. So you can actually touch base with one of our previous guests and ask them questions specific to your situation, to your life. And that's where they're going to help you. So we can't do this alone. So we put a lot of effort, a lot of time, a lot of resources to building this community. And it's growing. It's amazing. It's phenomenal. I love it. It's a great way to serve others. And guys, you have to take action. So jump in to thelionwithin.us. Check out our resources there. You can join up again. It's 30 days free trial and then be part of it. Guys, you can't just sit on the sidelines. Get in the game. Get the resources to help you grow. Be the man, the leader God intends you to be. So hopefully John 12:24 means a little more to you now than it did, you know, 10 minutes ago. And then hopefully you keep coming back to The Lion Within Us and let us keep helping you grow, giving you ideas, and pushing you to be the man God intends you to be. And if you're looking for that accountability, guys, we all need it. Jump into the community. Last thing I'm going to say on that. So if you would give us a rating and review, that would be wonderful. 5 stars, write a review. That would help. Again, thelionwithin.us for easiest way to connect with us there for all those resources. And then come back on Wednesday. We're going to have a powerful conversation. Guys, I'm excited for this one. This is going to be one that's going to help us all. And I guarantee you guys, if you look at the divorce rate, things that are happening in this country, either if it hasn't impacted you, it's probably impacted one of your boys, one of your brothers, guarantee you. And you need to be able to have some resources, some insight, some knowledge to be able to help them when they're dealing through this. Because I can tell you one thing, man, I've talked to so many guys who are struggling with this area, and we often get it wrong because we try to figure out what I need to do to get her back. And it ain't about her, man. It ain't about her. It's about you. You know, Jerry Maguire, stupid. You know, she don't complete you. Jesus does. We're going to unpack that and a lot more on Wednesday. So, guys, hopefully we'll see you back here. Get after it. Have a great week. Get this John 12:24 cemented in your heart and unleash the lion within.
Most men know what it's like to do life in a vacuum and feel isolated on the journey. We believe every man needs a community to help them become the men they were created to be. More than just a website or podcast, we are a community of Christian men who are committed to supporting and encouraging one another on our journey to become the best versions of ourselves. We are men who have fought the good fight and come out victorious. The Lion Within Us is here to help you stop feeling lost, defeated, and alone. Instead, find community and connection with other men that will help you achieve your goals, live a life of purpose, and be the leader God intends you to be. Visit thelionwithin.us to join the new growing Lion's Den community today. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.